go back to Charlie Morgan, the Healthy Rivers to Reef Partnership Executive Officer. Morning to you, Charlie. Sorry about that. Just had a little problem with the phones. I'll have to go to Plan B, so I'll get to Talon in a little while. But I just wanted to ask you the question straight up. When we talk about Healthy Rivers to Reef Partnership, what does a partnership business actually mean?
Good morning, mate. And let's try that again. Yeah, so the Healthy Rivers to Reef Partnership is probably the most important partnership that you've never heard of. We are 30 different organisations representing government, natural resource management, industry, tourism, traditional owners and research and science. And we came together back in 2014 with a bit of a shared objective to produce a waterway health report card for the McLeod-Sundo-Isaac region, because we have our big reef report card and we have sort of our national and state reporting on the health of the reef and our waterways, but nothing that sort of speaks to the level that we need, which is, of course, our regional focus. So that's who we are, and we are a very eclectic bunch.
The report card, does that come up every 6 months or is that a yearly?
It's every year.
Okay.
So it takes around about a year to actually collate the data. It's about a $4 million investment in terms of the amount of data that we actually pop into each of these annual report cards. And they grade the health of our waterways and the reef from A, being very good, to E, to being very poor, much like your children's report cards coming home from school.
Okay. Keep it simple, stupid. So let's see, how many report cards have we had thus far? Can I have a guess before you answer?
Please do. Please
six.
Do.
I only go six.
We'll send out a prize pack to you.
Is it?
That's exactly right.
Just out of gut feeling that have been since we've been following this. So about six report cards. Righto, there you go. Have we got better though?
It's a mixed bag of cats. Now,
okay.
The McLeod-Sundo-Isaac region has got its fair share of what we might call pressures on our waterways, but we've also got some spectacular pristine reef, far out off the coast. So we're incredibly lucky in that regard. The Whitsunday region is obviously one of, if not the most important part of the reef economically. So it's in everybody's best interest to keep these reef systems and our waterways looking and functioning at their best. But in terms of getting better, we have, in the reporting period that we have been producing report cards, we of course had Tropical Cyclone Debbie wreak havoc on our communities and our reefs. So it's taken a really long time for us to actually understand the full impact of Cyclone Debbie, but we're starting to see some improvement in some of that inshore seagrass systems that were so hard hit by the cyclone in the Whitsundays and offshore of Mackay, which is really good news.
And when we do the report card sides of things, do we disseminate between coastal reefs, the island reefs, and what we nicknamed the hard line, the outer reef?
Yeah, and that's a really good distinction, because when people think of reef with a capital R, they tend to think of that beautiful, pristine offshore reef. So in our report card, we have inshore and offshore reporting zones. So you can see, I guess, where those inshore catchment-influenced fringing reefs are around the island versus that lovely, pristine reef that we have offshore.
Okay. Just on the COVID sides of things, has that influenced any of the jobs that you guys have been doing?
It's really interesting, isn't it? This is one that people have asked me since sort of COVID has come and made our lives interesting over the last 6 months, because we're seeing some amazing footage from places like Venice, where the water is actually cleared because all the gondolas have stopped moving around.
Yep.
It's incredible. Unfortunately, we probably won't see that on a big scale in the McLeod-Sundays, because you've got such important lines of shipping activities and port activities happening that have thankfully been largely uninterrupted, that it's very unlikely that we will actually see a physical difference in the health of the reef because of COVID. But in saying that, as part of our report card process, we do also measure the economics of our waterways, and we should definitely start to see that in the next reporting period. And where I think that's most important is tourism expenditure. So we have seen those tourist numbers drop off, and thankfully they're starting to come back online again. Obviously the Whitsunday community has been incredibly hit hard by that.
And while I've talked about COVID and climate change, has that sort of had a bearing on it as well?
Yeah, climate change is the gift that it keeps on giving, isn't it? Um, it's it's been responsible for major bleaching events all up and down the reef in 2016, 2017, and now most recently in 2020. And interestingly enough, February 2020 had the highest monthly temperature, sea temperature ever recorded on the Great Barrier Reef. So that's really concerning, and we think that that's largely driven by climate change. And coral reefs need about estimation of about 9 to 12 years of time to recover in between each one of these bleaching events. And we're obviously not giving our reefs enough time to recover. So we hope that they can get a bit of a break. We'll hope for some cool weather as the next few seasons roll around, and everybody can get out and enjoy that pristine reef that we know and love.
All right. Well, look, that's great, Charlie. What I'll do is I'll grab Talon and have a chat with Talon now, but thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you.
Cheers. All right, let's go to Talon Rimmer, who is the Healthy Rivers to Reef Partnership Technical Officer. G'day, Talon. How are you going?
Hey, Mitch. Good, thanks. How are you doing?
Not too bad at all. So just following on from Charlie there with the report cards and that sort of stuff. So the 2019 report card, how are we looking with regards to that, and what was interesting about it?
Yeah, it's a great question, Mason. Firstly, let me apologize. If I am panting, I apologize for the technical difficulties. I just jogged over from the parking lot, and I am, oh boy, not in shape. So with our report card for this upcoming year, there's frankly a lot of interesting things about it. Shameless plug, if you want to learn more about the report card, it is available publicly online, healthyriverstoreef.org.au. But a few interesting things that I'll mention right now. The first is consistency. We are seeing some consistent scores quite a few of our environmental indicators from our 2019 report card with respect to past report cards. Mm-hmm. Now, I know consistency isn't necessarily, you know, an inherently exciting trait, but for us, it really is meat. So we're seeing similar scores for some indicators like fish barriers, mangrove and salt marsh extent, riparian extent. And that's very important for us as scientists to know kind of how our waterways are doing. And the hope is that with enough of these scores over years, we can start to build up our knowledge of what are the trends in this region and what can we do about that. So that's the first thing. The second thing to notice about this report card is that it has some information that wasn't included in past report cards. So we're starting to fill what we call data gaps. So things about like what individual pesticides are in our waterways or how are our marine inshore regions doing, particularly in the south. These are all things that our partnership has brought up as being important to learn more about, and we're starting to kind of monitor those regions now and execute that.
Okay.
And then, yeah.
Talon, just a quick question on report card, the data that comes out. Does it just come from one person looking after various bits and pieces of the reef, or do you have that normal thing that scientists have, you know, peer review, cross-pollination of facts, arguing about what's right, what's wrong?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. We have no shortage of discussion meets. So we get our data from a variety of providers. Some providers include, like, the Department of Environment and Science. But what happens with all the data that we get, we then discuss and mull over many times by what we call a technical working group. So we have experts in all of these regions, water quality, estuaries, wetland extent, that we then take our methodology to, take our monitoring to, and say, hey, is what we're doing right? Are we doing this correctly? And then we also take that to another level with something called the Independent Science Panel, another tier of experts that review it. And then we're also guided on a community basis by the partnership. We have like 30 different organizations who all contribute to the directions of what we're doing. And so there's a lot of scrutiny and discussion that happens with this, and which is really why I'm so excited to kind of be part of this, because it's really a community-based partnership.
Okay. A lot of people working very hard to make the water that comes off their properties into the creek better than it's ever been. Are we starting to see signs that a couple of things are paying off in the report cards?
That's a very good question, Meech. And with respect, there is some interesting consistency. I can't say for certain, because we need to monitor kind of these regions in the long term to say, is what we're doing having a direct impact on the environment? Hmm. And to be clear, that is kind of what we're working towards here. Okay. But in order to say that, we need to kind of get at, is this caused by people or by the environment, or is it something else entirely? And so I can't say for certain with respect to, for example, managing agriculture and stuff like that, whether this report card is showing that impact. But what I can say is that we are seeing some signs of things to fish barrier scores changing and mitigating effects on our waterways that way. Pesticides are still our lowest scoring water quality indicator,
mm-hmm.
but we're working with a few different organizations to learn more about that and then what we can do.
And that's why it's important that we've got these report cards coming out to keep an eye on what's happening, I guess. Hey?
Exactly. It's why it's important to do it every year as well, right? Because we've got to capture all of all the changes that we're trying to make. And there's a lot of people, like you said, doing some really good stuff to change our waterways and our water health.
Hey, Talon, thanks for your time this morning. Look, I'd keep going, except we've just got some breaking news that I've got to get to, but we'll catch you next time around. Thanks for your time.
Thank you so much, Mitch.
Good on you. Talon Rimmer there, Healthy Rivers to Reef Partnership Technical Officer with Reef Catchments this morning. Tegan Philpott, what's the breaking news?
Queensland.